Pandemic-related price increases have been hitting people's budgets. That includes people living on Social Security. The Federal Consumer Price Index shows price increases have slowed down a bit in recent months, but they're still high, rising a big 5.3% in August compared to that same month last year. All that means that Social Security recipients could be in store for the biggest cost of living adjustments in nearly four decades. Lisa Lampkins is with us to talk about all of it. She's the Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin. Lisa, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks so much. Really happy to be here this afternoon.
Let's go back in time a little bit to start. Lisa, can you talk about what kind of financial position people living on fixed incomes were in before the pandemic?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because people often have a vision of retirement being these great golden years, right? You've got a life of leisure with travel and shopping. You don't have to go to work. But even before the pandemic, for a lot of folks, that really just wasn't the reality. Social Security is an awesome bedrock of retirement security, but it's still pretty modest. In Wisconsin, our average Social Security check is a little over $1,500 a month, which is a little bit more than $18,000 a year, right? So that is not a ton. We also know in Wisconsin that about a third of the folks getting Social Security checks don't have any other forms of income. So you can imagine when you have an income that's pretty modest, those budgets have to be pretty modest as well. So we get a fair number of requests for information on cutting costs, on creating a budget in retirement. People love our edition of, you know, how to save money in our AARP magazine. So, you know, even before the pandemic, a lot of folks in retirement were struggling, right? Prices go up, but your income remains relatively flat. And people were already looking for ways to stretch those dollars.
And now we've got some pandemic-related inflation. Some prices are bouncing back. Shortages of some products are causing price increases. What do we know about how that kind of pandemic-related inflation is impacting people who have, as you just mentioned, that fixed income that's already kind of stretched?
Yeah, you know, I think we're all feeling the pinch of these higher prices, right? But it does take a significant toll on retirees. I mean, I know every time I go to the grocery store lately, I'm surprised at how much more expensive things are. Gas, for example, it's like a dollar more than it was a year ago. Remember when it dipped below $2 in the middle of the pandemic? That was great. But now it's not so great. And for people who are retired, they're really getting slammed from this inflation. Not only are they paying for these things that the rest of us are paying for, with groceries, gas, those kinds of prices going up. But they also tend to spend a lot of money on things that younger people don't spend money on that are also, being impacted. One thing where retirees are concerned is the cost of healthcare. That's a significant expense. And in fact, about 20% of their income goes to out-of-pocket costs. We've also seen brand name drug prices that have gone up twice as much as inflation. So if we think inflation's bad, think how much the cost of prescription drugs are. And this happened even during the pandemic, even for medications that have been on the market for a long time. And it's this double whammy really that is hurting seniors, and especially those who are struggling right now.
Now we have this cost of living adjustment for Social Security. There's a thought that in number terms, that could be kind of big, the biggest maybe in nearly four decades. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation around the announcement. Usually the Social Security Administration makes their announcement in October about what the next year's cost of living adjustment is going to be. And you're right, lots of people are saying it could be the highest in decades. I've seen a lot of estimates that put it somewhere around 5.5 to 6.2%. The chief actuary for Social Security does estimate it's going to be close to 6%. Well, that's huge compared to what we had for 2021. That was 1.3%. At 1.3%, people got about a $20 a month increase. A 6% increase would be around $90 a month. So, you know, people are like, hey, cool, I'll have an extra, you know, $90 a month. which is really good. Unfortunately, while the COLA is amazing, you know, it maintains your buying power. It doesn't necessarily help you get ahead because it's there because the prices of everything is going up.
Talking to Lisa Lampkins from AARP Wisconsin about inflation, the impact it has on people with fixed incomes, people who rely mainly or wholly on, for example, their Social Security payments. Those healthcare costs, I mean, those have been rising, I think, pretty consistently for a long time now, and the cost of drugs that you mentioned as well. Are there policy solutions you're aiming for there?
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of things, and Congress is literally like this week, next week, looking at a couple of things that could make a huge impact. I think one of the number one things that has huge broad support across the board is allowing Medicare the ability to negotiate for lower drug prices. This is something that could actually save billions of dollars across the country, would help every single person who is on Medicare, and could actually free up money to do some things like improve Medicare. For example, cover the costs of things like vision care or hearing or dental care. And those are all things that seniors have very little coverage for and have to pay out of pocket. And so we're actually also supportive of an out-of-pocket cap on costs for those people who use the Medicare drug program. Congress has a lot of really good policy options that they're talking about right now, and many of those things would be literally a game changer for older people at this point.
Some groups have floated the idea of a new stimulus check targeted specifically at seniors and maybe specifically those living on fixed income. Is that something you are looking for, hopeful for?
You know, at this point, there aren't any real legislative proposals out there yet. Congress has their hands so full with some of the budget work that they're doing. So I'm not sure that they will get around to another stimulus check. But I will say AARP fought super hard in the first go around to make sure that seniors and those people who were getting Social Security got those stimulus checks. In fact, we really pushed the IRS to make sure, you know, people didn't have to jump through a whole bunch of hoops and file other things, and that Social Security beneficiaries got those payments automatically. It is a terrific way to help folks in this country who need the extra assistance. And certainly if there were legislative proposals around that, you know, AARP has supported them all along. Haven't seen anything yet, but that doesn't mean maybe once Congress finishes up their incredibly big to-do list, there wouldn't be something out there.
You mentioned that ideally people don't just have to rely on Social Security income in retirement. Do you have thoughts on policies that might help people save for retirement so they're not on that extremely limited fixed income come retirement time?
Yeah, you know, actually at the state level, AARP has been pushing for a long time for something that's called a state-facilitated retirement savings program. We call it Work and Save for short, because state facilitated retirement savings program is a huge mouthful, and it really just doesn't roll off the tongue. And what it really is we've got so many people in Wisconsin who don't have a way to save at work. Their employer doesn't offer a 401k. You know, folks who work for small businesses, folks who are gig workers who work for themselves, farmers, I mean, you know, different independent contractors. A lot of people don't have any way to save at work. And so this is a program that makes it super easy at no cost to small businesses to kind of all merge together and have a program that's facilitated by the state. It doesn't use any taxpayer funds, doesn't cost the businesses anything. People save their own money in their own accounts. This is something that several other states have passed. It's really beginning to close that retirement savings gap that we see. And it is something that could go a long way. I know we'll be pushing for it in the fall legislative session here in Wisconsin. And I will say there's a federal proposal to do something very similar as well. So there's a big recognition that Social Security is not enough, and helping people save their own money so they can be independent, you know, is just a win-win-win. It really helps everybody.
Lisa, you mentioned resources that AARP has for people to help stretch their retirement dollars, especially during a time of some inflation. What kind of resources do you have? Where can people find those?
Yeah, we have we have terrific stuff. Most of it is primarily on the web. So if people go to aarp.org/retirement or even aarp.org/social security, there is a whole bunch of different resources. You can calculate what your Social Security benefits are. There's information on work and jobs if you want to keep working. There's information on budgeting. There's information on, you know, money saving tips. I will say the website can be a little bit overwhelming sometimes because AARP has our fingers in a lot of pies. But if you stick with it, there's some terrific resources at that aarp.org. And you can then kind of search for anything that you want.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Lisa, what are you watching for next on this inflation and cost of living story?
Yeah, you know, I think the important thing is to make sure that we don't see seniors continue to slip farther behind. We have had an increase in elder poverty across the country and within Wisconsin as well. And I think that's something that nobody wants to see. You know, these are folks who have earned that Social Security benefit. They've worked all their lives. They've contributed to Social Security. And so making sure that people can live independently and with dignity as they age is really going to continue to be key.
Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Lisa Lampkins, Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin. She was with us today to talk about how pandemic-related price increases are having an impact on people living on fixed incomes.